Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Father, we honor you for your love. It is a privilege to be alive. We do not take it for granted. We give you thanks. I celebrate you for the life of everybody that is in this place, everybody that is watching by television, everybody that is online. How excellent is your name in all the earth. We are grateful. By the time we leave this place, let your word be revealed to our spirit and let it be planted in our hearts. And let it bear fruit in a hundredfold, in a 60-fold, in a 30-fold. I pray that you will lead us in our short time that is on earth. Teach us to number our days. And we will apply our hearts unto wisdom. I bless you in the name of Jesus that you have begun a good work. And surely you will also accomplish. Be exalted. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands. Oh, clap those hands. Hallelujah. You're looking amazing. I give God the glory for your lives. It's a joy and a blessing to have all of you this morning. This is the F5 service. F5 service means fresh fire for family and friends. I give God the glory for everybody. We are live this morning on Rainbow Radio, 87.5 FM. We are also live on television XYZ. We are live on Facebook, YouTube, and podcast and Telegram. I welcome all of you in person into the presence of God. It's going to be a very special time. This morning's service is also celebrating the memory of Deacon Stephen Ni Okanja Dense, who was intended yesterday. So his family has also joined us or will be joining us to celebrate his memory, as the Bible said that the memory of the righteous is a blessing. Should I switch language for those of you that are online? Should I switch language? It's because this service is a vernacular, purely spoken service. So bear with me. Hallelujah. Say amen. There's a song, it's coming to you, my spirit. But it's not clicking very well, so Mira wasio, Mira wasio,
Mira wasio,
Da Nyame Mira wasio, Mira
wasio,
Yesu Mira wasio. I like the part that me free my kumem, me share me wa. Oh, SS.
Me dawasi.
Wunsa no nyuma. Wunsa. Wunsa no nyuma. Ah, yeah. SS. Sing it for the last time. It was
your
mirror. Yohane nsempa itira eyetumie no yimwa eyetio no ene etio no bako mechira John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Asedia mekinka yeyi mekinka free potoka se mu yeyi free Yohane nsempa itira edum yenu imu eyadio no ane adio no ba kwa kire no sedia Yohane twere edibre yeni tira edum yenu imu eyadio no ane adio no ba ko wose hela fubi wo honu ma wo ba fashe na sedia musu wo ba be sorry won wo ba Philip wo free beside wo Galilea ne nche wo be ka kire ne se wo wura ye pese ye honu Yesu wo ba Philip wo free beside wo Galilea ne nche be ka kire ne se wo wura ye pese ye honu Yesu. Having read you that, allow me to read Luke chapter number 21 verses number 34, 35 and 36, arguably the most relevant verse of scripture that depicts and describes the times in which we are living in. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35, 36 verses. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Wins one making can ye free look at some patriot, you know, back when you more ye, Edia Sana, Edia Senum, Edia Sensia, Achereno said ye, look at Achereni Brain, itida, a ye, Edionu back when you more, a ye, Edia Sana, a copy media Sensia, Tivian Children was a cocobo, Muhemu, Huye, Napuchan, and Sambra, and Quemu Dabinoni, a manahau, and Shamokras, where Debbie Bametumu Pufrimu Sefidi, was he a beba when your tears are seen, and he saw into Munye, Monsra Debiana. Munya huo dene di ejani efri niema ebebe ne monuma kujina kunipa baneni munya ina monsre debia munya huo dene di ejani efri niema ebebe ne monuma kujina kunipa bano. And may the Lord bless the reading of His word this morning. You may be seated in the presence of God. I welcome all of you to church. It is a great blessing. So Lord, welcome back. Good to see you back in church. You went away to pray for 1 month. Thank you for coming, leading a powerful praise and worship. Say a good amen. Well, I'm in over from. Say amen. Now let me use opportunity to speak to all of you. Whoever is there on the switch, I'm not too happy with what is happening right now. So please, focus. I give God the glory for the life of everybody in this service. And I thank God for His love and mercy and His goodness toward all of us. And it's a joy and a blessing to have all of you this Sunday morning. When you hear some, it would to me a one qua. Babu say, "In granting of no, said the Nano na Hebrew forma, itra a nino, a kama some will free, imua, ye to me, no Hebrew chapter 4 and verse number 12. He said, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And the word of God is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart." The word of God is like a scanner. If a person goes through a scanner, it scans you. That is what he is trying to describe God's word. The word of God is a discerner of thoughts. The word of God can go into your motives and see what you are thinking. The word of God can go into your heart where nobody can see. This is what he said in Jeremiah chapter 17, the verse number, he made a solid reiteration in verse number 9. He started talking about the heart. Who can know it? You know, we would love you to be very quick because we have a lot of scriptures that to work with this morning. Relax, let me dwell on it just a little bit. Kumani din samone, wukuma din sam. Kumani din samone yanka ready here, Captain Mahama. Wubikumani din samone yanka wabinti minyu wubikuno. Kumani yan samone divwa. Kumani yan samone yanka wabi entimi enye wudini. So what you was wabini nyanya duwa. Kumani din samone. Commandian Samani Divua, and can you pass sorry for a second? And I screwed up at Kowo, JB Danguadu, and one if you Kunuma Moya Pram MP, Kosisa or Toy. Commandin Samani. Commandin Samani. Commandin Samania, and Kabobi and Mani Womontine, and Paja Padi and Wobinso, Apombom Tias and Adjo, Awamata and Abrianua, Womqua Jumano, and also Kosu Kakuria. Ko police station na ko hwo mu buku mu dia wo mu chiro statement gu mu be mu se komane ye nsamo ni di fo komane samania enko wo bi ntimi ngo enko to ne ba ntwene ya ni mu asiafo amu ni tire ko twe mo mprantwe kankan no e kasa kire mu a mu ntie no a afabue ababa bede I am shishia betu bi aso komane ne edi san samane. Kumani samani angobi intimintena kasua ene ne yire wobe sankron ne yire no e kenya nsansam jire ne se ye meye nsansu omo so iti shekondo mansane mabeda asemente ase primo abano mani ye mre no to ne muna nuku kumani samani die no ese mare nkwase afo ubia wo ware kwase abebre. The person that marries the fool will struggle until the day of death. Watumano emfaman kwasia fuo. A pretty kwasia ni munyeta yu. Kwasia ni munyeta. O kwasi oke we ase iya. Wanya fu unu na washe suit or botai unu nua washe a classic to driving a nice car. What? Wait, Jimmy, for Bible makes a very solid reiteration. What would you, Jimmy, for to a drum? And the woman is sinofra a yumpa. Ne Jimmy, Sam, and to me, friend, when I just said, Jimmy, for will you, Jimmy, for? I told you that my wife took out me and Tino.
Proverbs 27, verse 22.
Lower his microphone a little bit.
So the woman see Ojimi for Wodromu fra a yumpa. Nejimi seven free no one.
And now the Bible said very clear that thou shouldest bribe a fool in a mortar among the wheat with a pistle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Kind of put it in GNT and look at how God's word put this particular generation. He said, even if you beat fools half to death, they still can't beat you. You still can't beat their foolishness out of that.
I see them even in church.
Half of those are coming from fools.
But
people still do not understand that. If you require sorry best 10 years, 20 years in here, and the Christ Hundo, and in your Missila, into me, Matanawa, come in. Messimina Sofanka, Meko Alabasta, because
me pa sobi aye kano kure ye kenya me samu ho asori ya Kristo mungu sana e ye juma wamu mferimi wamu insurume biti mi afyama nim akane sani ye tia upe jasore na upa abra upe tia upa tukene meseme nye sofwa asori si na mepe kenya miya juni chireme ya menimi jimi mi yire so mi jimi mi kuno so sofono wontimi nodo me home free say me be ma tight kasi here straight away will give it to me as it is up to me for me to take the word of God or throw it away. That kind of a church is what this nation needs. We need somebody that can be able to get the courage to speak truth to power to the nation, to everybody that is there. It doesn't matter who they are. John chapter 17 verse 17, Jesus makes a prolific statement and he said, sanctify them through thy truth, because your word is truth. Pilato enim na Kristo kujina ye ebrenu anu ojina na enim no nini din komo no en wo ka kire ne se me ka no kura kire wo se di en no kura Pilato no kura ne jina wani mu ntumu hu no me ne no kura o han e han en wo kwa no bi en wo wo kwa ja ne nchanji wote ji wona me so Pilato no kura ne jina wani mu ne kura ne kasa no en so en hu no kura no. And it's the same scenario, ladies and gentlemen, that we have concerning the people that sit in the pew Sunday by Sunday. The truth is staring in their faces, yet they cannot even recognize truth. That is what we are, you know, in tune with. Now, when we draw na jua buro hone to boko soro. This is why the youth of this country believe that they can be wealthy without the principles of work. They think you can make it without the investment of labor. And that is why most of this, you know, the youth of the people you call the future generations are on their way to doom and hell, because they do not even understand the cause of how things work. And when you are junior, you start a company, you have the mind. The number we a machine number about 7 years ago, I guess I know 2022, about 10 to 7 December. About what that number we would try, baby. You know, you have this mind, and you don't have a mind to register your own company and to be an entrepreneur. My heart was broken when I saw all these guys marched. So no, you won't believe, to Ewa Stadium, Omakoto form, so Moko prisons, immigration, and customs. The forces will be here for 2,000 people. But the people that showed up were 20,000, 20,000, 20,000, 20,000, 20,000. 20 times 5, that is 100,000. The forms was 200 cities. Get a calculator and do a calculation for me. 200 cities times 100,000 people. Those people could not even see the potential they carried. A proxy for Jew, Musika, at the top form, fire service, immigration. Number D, they catch a proxy for who pass on day, return everybody's form, immigration, customs, prison, return their money to them. Yes, sir, who trade their home top? Who wants a major? I make Kenya, Mr. Who wants a major? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Opa, for music, mom. Will be my mate here, Krasia, Thames, Gary, Gradia, man, so on, you got off for mom, no problem. Funny, see, come on. Same thing. I mean, kind of bro, for no moment here. All the embassies that take money from poor Ghanaians for visa fee. and then refuse them visas. And you take the money. I'm telling you, anybody that wants something that is not righteous will die a foolish death. And I'm speaking to the American embassy, the British embassy, and every Schengen state embassy. If you refuse people visas, return their money back to them. You don't know what it means for somebody to get that penny to come and pay that your visa fee. If you don't want them in your country, why don't you return their money to them? I ask you to return everybody you have received their visa fee and refuse them visa. Return their money to them or you will never know peace. God will repay vengeance. Hallelujah. Tiana, she says, Sam, Nano, yeah, my story, I'm a so my blocky and penny fool in our visa, no more the chop and in them. And a yapamu free moment, dear Neda Bridger Mokova. She said, Yadishiman Ghana, I am a boy, my area. Stand up in American embassy, see people line up even to the runabout. Why never, Mama? Why never, Mama? If it is not, you know, weak leadership and no vision, you will not queue anywhere to go to any country. I traveled to South Africa and I looked at the nation interestingly, and I realized that most South Africans don't even have passport. They have never traveled before. I'm driving from Johannesburg to Limpopo to the north. 10 lanes going, 10 lanes coming to the north. You are driving for 9 hours. 10 lanes, 10 lanes. Somebody is thinking. Frequent in Chroma Pens, but we do say, Abanya Bena will be a near Niswadim, will say, Kumasi Tuwa, Anase Akra Tuwa. 15 lanes going, 15 lanes coming. Have people in parliament debating, we want to do dual carriage. We vision our form. Our form. All these policies that have come, they're still down. It's not bold enough. Like, you know, national health insurance, metro. I'm even talking from President Kufuor's time. All those like metro mass transport, capitation grant, school feeding program, all that. I still say those were not bold enough. I don't even want to compare it to these ones. Not bold enough. I'm talking about the biggest road network is in China. 50 lanes going, 50 lanes coming. Even the Chinese are thinking. We have a tunyoma to him 3, 4, 9, 2, 2 to Mount Rabalaba. Sorry, where is the vision? We want to know. You think Christianity is religion? It's not. It's a lifestyle. It's a mindset. It's a revelation. Oh, you want to clap those hands? What? I'm a catcher. Yeah. It was here to me. Pesof will be a walk who could drew. Sabre GBC or more bonyo. Mediana, no more bayam nipa. So far, let be a tomb 4 hours as a Casachero man. Fenyamiasam, Jinanyamiasam, Zona Casachero man. Then to buy a time there, Shigusa, you know, near the Casam Chiroman. Womutina miasama, Womube Jai said, Yoman Guabon Teme. Womutina miasama, Womube Hunu Nyansa. Tia! Wait here. Timothy, you may toss me, you know, me and Saimua, you do 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15. I will read from God's word in that particular sphere. The Bible said, from your child, when thou have known the holy scriptures, which is able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Look at the next verse. He said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness or training in righteousness, that the man of God would may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good work.
Okay, Timothy, you need more Francis Addison.
If your all your emphasis is that you are looking for healing and miracle and a breakthrough, I think that your faith is not low. Your faith is absolutely non-faith. He reveals himself through his word. Then his people will take the word and go do something with it. And so the Bible said, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, the same was with God from the beginning. All things were made through him, without him was nothing made that has been made. In the word was life, that life is the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. America for Aquaba. That light cannot comprehend it. The darkness cannot overshadow the light. It will be a winyamia semba ninchen and a kania baninchen. The entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding. It is the word of God that gives us the opportunity to build bridges. The word of God that gives us an opportunity to build hospitals, good schools, road infrastructure, and build skyscrapers, and build a system that can give everybody an opportunity to have life. And so that greed will go out of our hearts. Look at the level of beye in my generation. Because we'll be any brain in yonko. I'm telling you, be any brain in yonko. That is the internal wrangling in our hearts. We are struggling in our hearts to become that person. But you are not that person. Be you, the best you. Why are you trying to be somebody? Oh, you can clap your hands. Why are you trying to be somebody? You are not that person. And this is why you see people who be a civil servant, who be a businessman. The businessman is celebrating his 50th birthday and buys a Mercedes or buys a house or does something extraordinary. And then civil servant says, "Adie papa ye ye means me ye be." The Bible said in the book of Ephesians that when we compare ourselves to ourselves, we are not wise. If we compare ourselves to ourselves, in that one of the greatest things that, disturbs Christianity is comparison. Because it leads to greed and envy and jealousy, even covetousness. So 1 Timothy chapter number 3, but you don't move from here. We're not talking to you. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 6. The Bible said, "For godliness with contentment is great gain." In the next verse, interestingly, he said, "For we brought nothing into this world." And just like Stephen Neo Kanja Dean said, when yesterday it was certain that he carried nothing out. We came into this world with nothing. Certainly, we will bring nothing. We will go with nothing. I see people that are wealthy and rich and they go empty hands. Sometimes it will be fruba besio anopanom free much rom di besio anopa kovan fese bi amikro mu kwe unu amri ababe si bibi amikro mu bome na yede na babe siyo edini si samahata no nunu si ni fie no ya mfana kuna nkode edina be si samahati asini ya bie ni sume ni pae etu be bia abusi ya peni se adiene se the person have lost his identity. Then you are no more called by your name. You are now referred to as Adiye. The wise will listen to what I'm saying this morning. I'm serious. The world is an interesting place. This is the time that people will have to humble themselves and come to the place of understanding that if you are alive and living life and you don't know Christ as Savior, it's a waste of time. Because this world is interesting.
had a message this morning, like I was telling the first service, you know, from Uncle Ato. Uncle Ato is a very, you know, wonderful friend to this ministry. He comes here, ministers all the time, every year. He comes here not less than 3 times, you know, 4 times. I mean, he's a friend to this vision. He believes in what we are doing. I preached to him whilst he was still in Accra Academy studying, and my crusades went there, you know, to preach to the students. And he was one of the people that I preached to. I love him because he's a brother. He sent me a very distressing message this morning, a voice message. So I called him back at the dawn, and I was asking him, what are you trying to tell me? He said, my wife was rushed to the hospital on Tuesday. She passed on Thursday. I haven't known any year like this year, 2022, where too many good people have died. I don't know any year. Free sekwabu atima wome. I have not known any year like 2022 that too many good people have died. This is the same year that Nyama Odonkor is passed. He's still in the mortuary right now. This is the year my own brother, Kwabran Kansa Debra, died. This is the year that Stephen Dinsey died. Uncle Ato's wife! Uncle Ato is my age. How can his wife die? It means that his wife is still my age. That is the generation I'm leading in. And so in a generation like this, this is not the time for party. This is not the time to be jumping around. This is the time to be serious with your salvation and serious with Christ. I'm talking to you. We are hope where you are a pilgrim. You can clap your hands. You are a pilgrim and a sojourner. One day you are on your way out. It is certain that we came into this world with nothing. When you were coming, you were naked. You were not wearing a Louis Vuitton or a Givenchy or a Charles Chardon or a Tom Ford, a Brioni, a Versace, a Miss Dior. You came naked. Naked! You will return naked. You see the suit we put on the Kindinze? It is vanity. The decomposition will start immediately we put it on him. Latest by 1 month, his flesh would detach from his bones. 2 more weeks after 1 month, all this thing would decompose. In 6 weeks, it will be gone. Worms from within and from without will come in. Amebakpe adeka into the adeka. But before they get in, the ones within his body has already taken all the intestine, the heart, the liver, the kidneys. They have already finished that already. So the worms will come late and come and touch the flesh from outside. Within just 24 hours, they will enter. It's a simple thing. I was speaking to the people in Gethsemane Memorial Gardens, the cemetery, the private cemetery, and then they said, we do not accept metal or metallic caskets. We accept wooden caskets because it is estimated that from 12 years, everything will decompose, including Adakano. After 12 years, everything will be gone. By 20 years, we will only pick up your skull and your bones. So why the pride? I want to know why the pride. Shit, maybe bomb or so. It will tell you no more. Kasa may say, hey, it's Romao. Samole befao. Have you ever seen people, those pathologists, doing a postmortem before? You will humble yourself. You will humble yourself. Last Friday on my radio program, I dedicated it to Stephen Dinsey. The whole on Friday early morning, and I said on radio, you know, this is specially for his memory. Huh. Julian, you may be home to me, Kasa. And Kasa Hunter and Kasa. And Kasa Hunter. Ah, you can go to the mortuary and they are doing their job, you will be shocked. The things you will see. Something like that. What they do, you know, in that before they put you in the casket, you know, they will strengthen. Sometimes they can bring in the mortuary. They have hammers, sledgehammer hammers. They crack it and it doesn't work. They can put your twisted leg. They can put it on the ground and bring block. This is a building block. And then they hit you over the block. Have you ever seen somebody's postmortem? They cut you open, and when they get here, they use saw. Split open your rib cage. Why? No, be better now. Sorry, there, moi. Now, one in India, a tear, one woman, so what you be at with and grew. Sister, women in Gaza, the men find Jenny that you be boom crampy. Be boom crampy. Shadi, I have heard that. You know, they arrested a young man who was sleeping with a corpse. Tiffany said, and then suddenly you are lying on that thing in Samolia Bibutuso. Why would I wait to her? Why wait to her? One num via gradia piao. What do you bury in your face? I'm serious. One of our pastors many, many years ago. Pastor, he was preaching in a bus, and the bus had an accident, and he died. The bus fell from the Duke Room cliff into the valley. About 6 people died in the bus, including him. We brought him to church, and then had a memorial service for him. And I looked at the gentleman who was lying in that particular casket. I said, "But this is not you. This is not you." Would you be a dot here? Wutias is here, like I was saying in the memorial service yesterday. You will not see so we are dot here. Just say, we are not so we are dot here. We want to say, at the end, one FFF and on us, that's your time, time, time. But at any phone, you will not believe. They want to say, you decompose, you deteriorate. Then I've come to a realization that when I made my home, that I see a time for God, I feel I made it. I said that God resists the proud and showeth mercy to the humble. Seriously and truly, it is the word of God. As I bring my message to a close this morning, I will want to speak to everybody. You know, this is the time to seek God, to tremble at His word, to eschew evil. Say a good amen. Bring Mrs. Dinsett through here, get her seat, her children, let them get there. Say amen. Come unto me. He didn't say come to the church or come to the pastor. Come unto me. All of you who are heavy laden and encumbered with the load of care, I will give you rest. Come. Come unto me. And so he promises a lot of things. One of those promises is interestingly, John chapter 14 and verse number 1 and 2. Look at the God's word. He said, do not be afraid. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and also in me. In the second verse, he said, for in my Father's house are many mansions. Put it in GNT, let me put it this way. In my Father's house, he said, there are many rooms in my Father's house. In NLT, he said, interestingly, he said, there are more than enough room in my Father's home. And then in Amplified Version, look at how he puts it. He said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places.
If not so, I would not have told you, because I am going there to prepare a place for you. Back to King James, in the third verse, he says, interestingly, that, you know, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, and where I am, you may be also. So this scripture makes others very sensible, like Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 12, 13, and 14. He makes us sensible. He said, and I saw the dead, great and small, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged. God will judge all of us. God will judge you. This is where we preach the gospel. Not nonsense. The gospel. Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everybody who believes. Yeah. Romans chapter 1 verse number 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because the gospel has power. As you can hear me in tea.
Luke chapter 19 verse number 1 to verse 10,
and komodienu was a very interesting. The Bible makes it very clearly that Jesus, you know, entered and passed through Jericho, and whilst he was going there, behold, there was a man by the name Zacchaeus. The Bible said that he was a chief publican, you know, and the man was very rich. In the third verse, the scripture said, and sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not see for the press or the crowd, because he was of a little stature. In the fourth verse, he said, and he ran before and climbed up onto a sycamore tree, that he will see Jesus. And the Bible said, for he was about to pass in that direction. It goes further and says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus, and said, make haste and come down. Today I will abide in your house. In the sixth verse, he said, and he made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. Look at the sinner's reception. Sometimes you're about sorry them, you're king, I'm saying, we'll be there. So, I'm going to be a fool. Sometimes your kingdom is someone else. We are someone walking. The answer will be I'm not coming once in the afternoon. No, no. I said, what they mean? And you won't come. I'm not mobile. So then I'm making them some. And you won't know. And you why? You know, no, Casano. I'm talking to you. And open Pentecost, Funia. Roman Apostolic Anglican, CS Funia. It's more than I'm no Casay. I asked what they mean. And you what? Hallelujah. So I look interestingly at, you know, how now Jesus looks at the guy's reception, and then look at how he behaves himself in the seventh verse. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he is going to be cursed with a man that is a sinner. Interestingly, Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, he said, behold, Lord, you know, what you can do with me.
Many
people like that. You can even be in church. You can even be a preacher. And you are preaching, but you don't know the Lord.
Especially as of you could be in a me anymore. You work where you and Marcus did the Hunu and I yet an amen smell. A honey be unusual and quasi a juma.
And you call Christ to ban singing by say ye women fellowship, men fellowship, no me a dear this bankan can be fia kuma funya chum a do to only tiny kunsum kunsum pampemwa a trophoni ya chum for you know God will tell a jaman for ni a crum for the Lord will tell you mumfri mison komwa manyan yetene. There is no place for you in the kingdom. Kasama umia. Shut up. We don't want to hear your nonsense. Tons will be a fake. Lift our hearts and voices. We bless auntie. She pays. She will reacquire the people sitting in the house of God. You will be a today. When you feel any area, what here? I see I'm talking. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if we are ambassadors of, can you just imagine Ghana's ambassador to Dubai starts misbehaving himself on the streets of Diara? What will His Excellency the President do? Because whatever that man is doing there is in the name of His Excellency and this sovereign country. And you may be on my yes, Christ of a good Christ anymore. I say, and for Tanya Fat Abrahams, and when you're near enough, if ever any quansel, any quansel, I give you what and your fat and your quansel. I like Psalm 133 and verse number 1 to 3 verses only. Or say, ye, nefa, a year, send you anumuna, etena facon. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Was it that he said, ye bea?
I say, aya ne fese and your numbum tena facon.
Etese aboden go pa we fie gu eron pampem isanefa ne bodwesem egu ne ntadiem etese wonyame nhira bo shefri bipo hemon so e mane besene ko bipo sion so obi e kristo dia ni suma na ye kristo fe bo pese wa bra bo no yes a very good perfume or cologne, nice perfume or cologne, spray go your fragrance go everywhere and spreads everywhere. They want to see a show in Yuma, you know. This is what he was saying in John. It's Matthew chapter 5 and verse number. Okay, you know, this is what is. I put it in three from verse number 3. He was talking about something interesting. You know, when he went from saying Shana woman here for now, one was right in here. One there goes to verse number 4 and say, Insha, anyone want one without water, some adofuia, moa, Insha, anyone want without one, and we'll bet you she won't. You know, he goes for. And says that in Shani one what you one will be assassinated in the sixth verse. He says, in Shani one tin and won't come this to come and two one will be more me. He goes to the seventh verse and says, in Shani mobile for no one and will be one more. But in the eighth verse, he said, in Shani one come and mutti and one will be who when young coupon. Ninth verse, he said, in Shani a pataphon one will be friend when young coupon and in the 10th verse, he said, in Shira, anyone want to in the Watawa? Now, one and was Rahini and I want here. In the 11th verse, was in Shira, and the animals any payemo, now Watamo, now we didn't work with dear trokans and money nebby, and Thomas was 6th, 12th verse. He said, Mamma Muninye, na Mahon Sepomo, Namaketia, so was it all? I'm pausing a little bit to make a little digression. Naturally, as I see. So any asetena no was as his own kwa any asetena. Debi baba, you two are not monko soro. Dikindinse will go to a place, and that place will be 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. And as you fiti and we do heaven, you will go to a place. What is that place? Really, sir. Whether you believe God or you don't believe God, no problem. The day you appear there, you as a cancer,
Obody gas will be anywhere, Chiamaha. Tiasa, Sisu Dins in Huno. Casamaminti. Daniel chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2. Interestingly, the Bible says something.
Now, when I wanted that from Dotsia, I'm going
to
be praying.
You make a decision, we are verse 2. Listen to the word of God.
Now, when I wanted that from Dotsia, I'm going to
be Daniel chapter 12 and verse number 2. Watch your kind of Bible meant here.
Now, when I wanted that from Dotsia, I'm going to be praying. I've been back down with him.
And many that are dead, in GNT the Bible said, many and those that have already died will live again, so will enjoy eternal life, and some will enjoy eternal life, and some will suffer eternal disgrace.
It was ye nipa bi Catholic fo bi na omo ba bi na omo twero twero we na Bible no kure nyanya mi asem ba ka den ye Catholic fo na omo nya nsapa u
ha to be able to sit down a constitution twero kura ne twero ye zan
and somebody can sit down and do this any onipa ko ye very smart
the day
decision is made they can then say the Lord did not wait until the Lord did not wait until we do or perform his funeral rites. No. The day now, that day he appears before the judgment seat of Christ. And a decision is made. And look at how that decision will be made. Revelation chapter number 20, verse 12. I quoted it, but I did not get to the core. Decision of saying you're making. The Bible said that I saw the dead, small and great. It was as if so there are great and small. The word demo hey, there are great and small. Ibi a year chain be, ibi ni madia chain be, ibi a kusku chain be, ibi ti chain be. You know that there are great and small. In a plane, some will fly in the first class, business class, economy class, great and small. Some have degrees, some don't have. Some have, you know, status, some don't have notoriety, some don't have. Great and small. They will all appear before God and stand before God. And when they do, the books will be opened. There are books right now. It will be opened. And John said, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in those books. What you can remember? Johannes said, "I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not
going
to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. You know, nobody. They all will appear before the throne. I see a being woman in the Bible. Come and dear."
Now, what you need to know?
Read the word.
Now, we'll be a new man. No, be a new man for a beer. I hear and quite a man. Now, when I'm in some watch,
the Bible said, now, when I'm in some watch, you know, a woman named Ebubu, a woofuan, no, I think, said, dear,
will you matter?
Will you matter? To what dear, will you matter here? Wompna, but I somehow walk out, you know, we hear it, yeah, true. The Bible says scripture cannot be broken. Yeah, true. Serious. Timmy Philly car tank. Would you touch my company? Bonnie Frenny Penia or Yenyama won't say. You won't believe. Did it? Let me tell you. Need a friend or Charles in our way. Was he was saying she at your conference? You mean? I mean, name is Senji. Touch him, I send you a hot. Name is Touch him, I send you a hot. I have never seen any generation that is bold like this one, that even women can be promiscuous. I was speaking to, you know, a young lady, a Muslim lady, you know, that came here. She said, pray for me. I said, why? She said, I have sinned. I said, why? She said, my husband died 6 months ago. And a boyfriend, therefore, my ex-boyfriend has impregnated me. 6 months after your husband's death, your husband's bones have not even decomposed. You can sleep with another man.
Se baby.
1 year.
Ube ye tuntumwa kosi se. Afi beswa ibe ye tuntumwa guo. Ukune u abusu minsi ya winyem.
Interesting. What a shocking generation.
Dana hayem prajwene wahane inim president. Inim vice president. Enim ohene or therefore nana enim nana nana bit me a she jeans and a joa she wood a bell one was what therefore neighbor no
you will be shocked
send another therefore neighbor the co club nap girl tia nana so say ah or therefore tia nana so nana 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 nana
or therefore to a wood that da.
But girl, you need to kill so sad. We are not an answer in check. We can do komikuromuko ukoyade. Now that is where all the rich men in town, that is where they have fun on weekends. They start Friday afternoon, they move their cars. People have built holiday homes. They don't sleep in hotels. Holiday homes. One person can go with 10 of his friends. Everybody will have an ensuite bedroom to sleep. They build mansions. In the night, there are people whose house have a nightclub, basement, underground. I'm not talking about easily gone. I'm talking about Pepiase Bome and Kwetia. I'm talking about, you know, places like that. There are buildings in my hometown which does not exist in Accra. Mansions. A boy, see, correct? From politicians to business people, from Abusu Okanshi, from, you know, I'm serious. Correct? Sabri, I'm in Oka, say, oh, mother, and now one more juma, one more year, you know. Sabrina, woman, you massage, massage people, massaging them. They don't want it. I mean, right now, if they are watching me on television, Kosisa adie no eloko na katno fenu ehunu so dibie miame ono abu yi a o she fridge mu yi a okobu atopa mane kae mu yi ono se ye kosie no o shim nanga ono abu make kakike mu yi nanga etie ya kenyemi asie wo no ewe wu ono adwini bi anim. I am bold to say that Adwini bi enim. Okay. And I'm still talking to you. There is nothing dangerous for you to break the trust of your wife. There is nothing as dangerous as that. From until odao. Ibidru baby na be hunu se wo yere na aka wo hwe. I'm telling you. I had a story yesterday that made me so sad. I reflected upon my sadness because after yesterday's funeral, my heart was filled with a lot of grief. We don't preach because we are excited. We don't preach all the time with ebullience. Sometimes we preach with emotion. Sometimes we preach with sad. Sometimes we are even sick preaching, but we are sick. And it's all because necessity have been laid on us that if we don't preach the gospel, woe unto us. We don't have a choice but to do that. I knew this great businessman that lived abroad, and you know, he was big. And he came on that abroad, and he said, "Mido, me be me di sika boom ni akoye business for Ghana. It's a great idea." Sister Nicole liquidating investment, Behman and Sodia, and they brought together over £500,000 and they started business here
in Accra. There are shops who were doing big business. Anche. And he didn't say, because of our children, education, I need to be there. So back and forth. Ufemi afremi, I will come. Or you can come. Anytime you feel like coming, I will send you a ticket. Come. And so that was their life. In a day, this guy will call. Like 7 times or 10 times in a day. Hi, sweet. My friend, did you pick you up from school? Where did you find? All that. And then after 7 calls, no next what he had 2, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening. After 1 year, sometimes a friend and he will not return the call. Everything have signs, so everything have signs. There are so many signs. Unipe ye a will nene kasa timi bloko. There's a 4 hours, you mwa no a send read. Ni na a sign. When I want to frontier, a sign. Now, when you know, what the Jinawa and Kasa will be home says, I have signs on their signs. And then I feel what to me like 3-4 days of Renault, Beftima Freya on for return a call. So one day she decided, let me go home, make shopping, and then, but because while she's still there, she's still doing business. So anything that she gets, she brings it. And then came on. Nikunu obi awe hunu no for almost 4 months. They didn't want to touch her. That is also a sign. Emema di anwe share. Ehunu chebe se 2 weeks. Na se hunu na mpiga muha. Sign be o baby. It will be a hunu no be se be a 8 months. You meet the person and you can't touch the person. E chese wenya baby a wo sheso. I told you. He didn't want to touch her. Why? Was it because my car say me need car? And I say, Nkasa, dimechi me anko carport. I'm good drew. I say, car say, why na shim they choose to be? He chose one. The lady brought, you know, a checkbook, wrote a check for the car people, paid for it. He said, drive it off. I am here. Now I'm in who said, "Dio pe yenya, dio gunya yen swamp." The people, listen to that. The people who get good women normally don't know how to handle them. Oftentimes, they feel the good women are fools. Yeah, same thing. The people who get good men oftentimes don't know how to handle them. They feel the good men are fools until they lose them. So whilst I'm standing here, I have a, you know, clear message. The lady said to me, she left back to London. The husband didn't touch her. Went to see the children, worked and all that. Came another time, same thing. Came another time, same thing. Now, the husband doesn't talk to him. Talk to her. What is this? For 5 years, it's been like that kind of relationship. Not knowing. There is a lady around the area. And one for another one. And another one. Nikunu was 3. Not one. One more dear Mukukuma say, or more dear Moko, Techima, Takra, the area, or more dear Mokoque, or more dear Moko, he's having fun at the expense of this woman's capital. Finally, the marriage collapsed. But listen to the results. This big man who lived in a mansion, drove cars, has been reduced to the debt. For the past 3 years, he doesn't even have a car. He sits in trot to go to work. The wife saw him when she returned this time. The wife cried. I said, Kwame, Unie. Hold on, Unu, sir. Jeremiah 2:19, Yenokwasem.
Udi boni ya boni nwa na betwe waso boni nwa de amungo sunni boni nwa your wickedness shall correct you. Put it in GNT. He said your own evil will punish you and your turning from me will condemn you. But he says something at the tail end. He said, you will learn how bitter and wrong it is to abandon God, the Lord your God, and no longer to remain faithful to me. He said, go to the next verse. The point is in the next verse. He said, the sovereign Lord says, Israel no longer. But you can't wait here. No, go to, you know, put it in chief. Let's follow him. Verse number 19 and 20. Can't wait here.
Ubone
betchun waso.
Na unsan echi echi wenim.
Saya wasa wechire no. Ebetchu wenim.
Na hunu na hwese ja waja irade unya.
Hunu na hwese ja waja irade. Ene enyame unwa uninti.
Eso aba ne arefo.
Unyame uja enyame pe irade a eso aba. Uti aba no a eyawerewo. Beat me time will be my they say if I had not gone to the corporate world to work and come in will be to me will be too ten crew and would time for no reason. Why do you hate each other? Like maybe can some and then I will relate it to you. Ubi bate one chain. Now dear bofranini. A dear wouldn't mean find ya wow mano. Would the yet ubi ba? Same thing. I'm putting it this way. Same thing. I was at Amidoris. Can you stand so that it will not look like I'm throwing a shade or something? Let me. This is Auntie Doris. Her husband has passed. She is a widow. But the day comes, sweetheart. The day I was preaching in her husband's memorial service, I said to the congregation, especially to her family, I said, if you maltreat this woman, God will punish you. I said, if this woman is maltreated, if her children are maltreated, God will go into that family and kill everybody. It is the word of God. It is in the scriptures. The Bible said, if you molest a widow, I will turn you into fatherless and, you know, into, yeah, I go. I will do that. One day we had a case over in Agaya. One day we had a case. It was a court case. Somebody was trying to eject us from this place many years ago, about 20 years ago. And we took the case to the court. Say a good amen. Let's welcome the man of God and continue. We took the case to court. Whilst the case was in court, interestingly, the case was Franktronix. When he passed, you know, there was an money bit that we had to pay, but there was a work they had to do for us, speakers, equipment, because he built equipment. And then the wife looked through books after the husband's burial and then saw that, you know, this was the deal. So they reached out to us and said, we want the money, but we can't give the goods because we don't have the goods, but we want the money. And then I said, but how can you get the money without the goods? So I spoke to a lawyer and said, listen to something that somebody is telling me. They want money without the product. And then the lawyer said to me, is the woman a widow? I said, yes. He said, prophet, please pay the money. Forget about the goods. If the woman is a widow, we may be fighting God. And God is very heartless when it comes to widows. The Lord will kill you fast when you deal with widows in a ruthless way. I took the lawyer's advice. We paid the woman off without the product. I said to Dede, if a lawyer can tell a preacher this,
A lawyer is telling a preacher, don't touch the widow. The widow's husband is God. And God will not allow anybody to touch his wife. What are you saying? So then I finished like this. I said, because when I went there, I saw the atmosphere was not a good one. It was not a good atmosphere. You know, like this woman was being treated like a piece of trash. So I also didn't miss the leading of the Holy Spirit at all. I saw, if you maltreat this woman, you are a dead body. God will kill you. Kill your wife. Kill your children. And wipe out your memory from off the earth. And I was speaking and defending the widow, the orphan, the fatherless. I'm telling everybody, don't joke with widows. It's the word of God. I'm going back people fast. I know you won't say amen to that. I'm going back people fast. Yeah. So like Mrs. Dean said, now she has joined the widow's club. And it's not funny. It takes only the widow to describe how widowhood feels like. Especially when your husband was not a mean man, a nice person, loves you, respects you. Charlie, losing good people are painful. I have cried in my room concerning Deacon Dinze. This morning I received a text message from a company who sells musical instruments. And it's been 1 year exactly they did the affair. And we went there and bought goods worth 100,000 to come and work with. And it was Deacon Dinze sitting in my car. We drove together. We chatted. As I got on the motorway, I put the gear on supercharge, turbo charge. And the car went like, whoom. He said, I thought this thing is also in my BMW. I thought it was just, you know, just some kind of, this is V8 super turbo charged, 5.7 liter with premium fuel. When you press, it press. You push, it push. So this was our conversation. Pastor and deacon. We drove to the place. We spent almost about 2.5 hours. He chose everything. I said, let's buy it. He said, no, Papa. We ain't your Papa. We ain't your Papa. This one will last more than this. When we finish everything, some of the products was not there. They said, we will deliver in a month. I said, no problem. We couldn't finish every deal that day. We came back home the next day. He was at my office. We went together. You know, we did everything. He said, Papa, go. I will bring it. I left him there. He brought it. The goods that were coming in 1 month, when it came, they called him. They didn't even call me. They called him, and they delivered the goods to him, and he brought it. If that person is your church member and you lose that person, I don't know how our organization for 31st is going to be. So I need to start now because now I am on my own. It's not funny. So can you imagine wife, children, family, siblings? They have all lost something. The pain, but don't let pain drive you to talk nonsense. Because pain can drive you, why me? God, have you deserted me? Pain can drive you to speak against God. You can even speak blasphemy because of your pain. And anybody that is in pain is angry. And an angry person speaks things that they don't mean, but it has already come out. So I said to the people, the head of family and his brothers and sisters. I said, if you maltreat this girl, God will kill you. I said it at the Presbyterian Church of Mini. Adabraka. Amekebu bakemi. Oh. Maba, amebo kuvi udru tu. Miri hae me wasem no beke. Punya misuma mi pupu nchenkura ameko. Na asemu wa pupu bete no pupu wankasabi huzi nyami asuma. May say, if you touch a widow, I told them, and I stood before the head of family, and his, I said, if you maltreat this, God will kill all of you. I'm quoting scripture. As mommy can, it's in five different scriptures. What the ones I can't kuneni? You will be kun, a kun kuno, a kun yere, a kun menna. My job.
Watch here. King Kamiri Nyamini Emmanuel Yahweh Yenipi. Wouldn't you say Nyamikuni Bao? Deuteronomy 28:28. Put it on the screen. Na King Kamiri. Deuteronomy 28:28.
Erade de Adam Boni in Ifrani Akumu Ahudiba.
When Yami were Timmy Bow be damn. Nyame. Would Timmy her when you must remember Bow da Ube Bot dam. Be ah dam. They will say we are created. Abed, Efed, Oeseke. God did that. It's in your mouth, my dear friend. Na ya glaucoma, na miti mi friendi peni. So tini be pray aso chen. Then I'm catch it up. Malachi chapter 2, verse number 6, 7, 8, and 9. Okay, I'm going to say, verse number 6. Read the word.
Pacho say, no kremra da nenumu.
No kremra e da nenum. Tonation, please, sir. Read.
Now, when you nenum, I can't touch him.
Nenum, you wanna touch him? Someone nenum. Read on.
Asumbienitini nenumu na onemi nanti e.
When you may peni pani wama nanti ya, asumbienitini nenumu.
No dani ni
peace and equity. Any ani yehu anante. Kwe.
No dani ni pepe free mu yahu.
Yen ya jumeni ya di anesi ya dani ni pepe free emumo yo bonen to aso ya dani umu free on koe.
Ne so osofu anokura ni mdiye.
Esese ubia wa ya sofu na anokura ni mdiye.
Na onye nshwe soma afofro.
Sofu ni ya nshwe soma de ma ubia.
Emranu su diye
mu. Ewa emranu su diye koe.
Ifri se safu iradi bofo
ane no. Ifri se oye nyame bofo.
Ko. Na sumo fri okwane so amane.
Koe.
Mama ni pepe bre sunti imrano.
Ti bijina he se mini ubi kire kwa chwe mprana me nene wa aso de ni ma mama tu ni pepe bre yintidu ya. Mama ni pebe bire a mane efri wonyame asem ho tie me ose wasai asofu die apam
no asafo urade no sie
enti de menso me be ye nie kwa
mama monim eguase
me be ma asofu no asofu no me be ma monim eguase
ma bra ase omane nyine
ye nie me bra ma se read it well repeat it sir
na
Therefore, I will also make you contemptible. Put it in a different version. I close with that. In this one, so I will, I will make people of Israel despise you because you do not obey my will. And when you teach my people, you know, you do not treat everyone alike. To put it in another version. In this one, the Bible says, so I'm going to show you up for who you are. Everyone will be disgusted. Amplified. This one interestingly says, so I have also made you despised, abased before all the people. So for granya me gun any more say now sorry ba. You are better tibia mawa angaza be unu se bibio. Ubi ya bosunzum ni in ubi be wiana ponche ku chichari or no bosunzum ni ni timika se diye wafa ponche ni be wudiye ya no ane silive mu be wudiye ton in chen bidiye be wudiye uchucha anam be wudiye uche mua watin kwa impampa in be wudiye wudiye be na wano kura ni ne timia be mpesi nyamina adi ni di ya gro. So I stand here in conclusion, I say, when Christ comes, and decisions will be made when you appear before. But watch when you read Revelation 20, verse number 13 and 14. Finish that one and let's close the service. Read the word. But once you are alive, you have the opportunity to repent and turn your ways. Don't miss that opportunity. There was no prayer like, may the Lord forgive your sins and receive your soul. There was no prayer like that. Because if we had ventured to do that, it was a useless prayer. God don't hear that prayer. Oh, Father, even if whilst he was living on earth, he did something that was not right, please forgive him and receive his soul. It's a useless prayer. It doesn't exist. God does not hear that prayer. Jimmy Amo committed his praise, be grow my apostolic CAC, Pentecost, Baptist, AME Zion. As only be our coyen, no be jarred off way. Now, see, as well, let me tell you something. Bobra Papa. Because who were cheap, who crab, sorry, ma, you are going to hell if you don't know Christ. I'm begging you, make it right with God. Clap your hands. Stand to your feet. Let's close. We give God the glory for all of you. Thank you. We appreciate. The Lord bless you. Before I sign off, allow me to do this altar call quickly and then I will sign off. Hallelujah. Last Sunday we were singing, you know, ni peni na reshisha wo ajin kwa yesu ande boye fu reshisha wo ayare fu riasi ya wong kwa chi ni peni na reshisha. I like the part that says wo reshisha wo Ajinkwa Yesu orivira wo Ajinkwa Yesu obonsam rise yasi ni peni na rivi orivira wo orivira wo Ajinkwa Yesu orivira wo Ajinkwa Yesu obonsam rise yasi enso ni peni na rivi. Let's sing it one more time. Ni peni na rifi shewo Ajinkwa Yesu Ani boye fushi shewo Ayari fushi shewo Riasi ya wunkwaji Ni peni na rifi Hori wirewo
Arifiyawo, Ajingwa Yesu, Arifiyawo, Ajingwa Yesu, Abunsam Risen, Ensuni Penina Rivi, Arifiyawo, Arifiyawo.
And right, you drew so cemetery, may share who the Pia or modern about or no. It depends, dear children, children, you pursue away. We fool if no bow. A petition fool for no bow. Shemgrove is a choir for to miss away in Yamsumni. Shed the condense, bushing a phone, a sorry maca cross of a good yarn, not to me who only pursue away. And one more year before, one will be as if we can, and we see you, Quacan, and now you receive you kumo. I'm so good, Monshana Mumpumu and the canoes. Now, Mamma, and who said, baby, or called it ja, ja. Ja, not so. She woman so be she young girls shape the dress of crowd in Shibi. Tade fun. As ye now be pe bema. Ah, generation yare. Please. You don't even respect the memory of the people that are dead. Mie nye ye ne. Uncle Ato, when he was speaking to me, I would have come. I would have won't come. When your wife dies, I said to Dede, you know, we need to go to him immediately after church. Too many good people have died this year. But we can't do anything about it because Job chapter 14, verse 5. Seeing that everybody standing here, me standing here, our days are determined. The number of months we will spend on earth are appointed. And God has set our bounds and we cannot pass it. What you are saying here? Ubiya wajina hawona yashato ho.
Na mabosumi dudu wa uti.
Abosumi dudu wa ube diwe asazinso ewe nyamiti limu.
Na wetua shia unsa ho.
E shia da ubiye ni. Ubiya na mkwa inso. Put your two hands on your heart. We will pray that man's prayer which he prayed on the cross. He said, Master, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you shall be with me today in paradise. That is our prayer today. Lord, remember me. Kaime. Ubiebi ngomani mua kaime. Kaime. Can you speak to God this morning before we close? This is a silent salvation prayer for yourself. Wherever you are weak, tell the Lord to strengthen me. Strengthen me. I need your strength, your grace. Strengthen me. Help me. Let your strength be made perfect in my weakness. Grace me. Grace me. If you are watching us on television online, please, this is an opportunity to make it right with God. If Uncle Atto's wife didn't wake up on Thursday, then this thing is telling me that this thing is not for old people. It's not for people in the 90s and 100s. When the time comes for you, he will call you. How prepared are you? Somebody pray with me, kasi Jesus. Huno me kramobo. Fami boni cheme. Natimi free dientia ho. Yimi free boni sumu. Mamenya abodi ya fofro. Mamenya winyanko pomba. Adumuninti. Amen. Thank you. Clap your hands for them. You want to join us for our offering? 0249 80 9910 0249 80 9911 or 059 229 6667 or 059 229 6667. Thank you very much for joining us. Tuesday we are here for our non-denominational Bible study. You cannot miss. Grace of God will be our portion. We are preparing ourselves for end of year convention and also for our Christmas convention and end of year activities. And so I would love to sign off. Thank you all very much. Rainbow, thank you. XYZ TV, thank you. Online, thank you. And to my management team, the Flight Alabaster, led by Andrew Sesu, thank you for making all that I do for the Lord possible. God richly bless you because you don't do this for a charge. All our cameramen, production people, all the swishers, all they do all this for the Lord for free. Thank you so much. May the Lord honor you and bless you in Jesus' precious name. From all of us here at the Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple, Alabaster International Ministry, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.